This Thursday is Earth Day, and a number of Capital District climate groups, people have all been united for safe energy, XR, Save the Pine Bush, Upper Hudson Green Party, Food and Water Watch, are doing a rally and possible march out in front of Congressman Paul Tonko's office in Albany at Dove and Washington to ask him to be more of a climate champion to support taking a climate emergency action and to halt fossil fuels. And we're joined today by two of the organizers, Frances McGuy, who is one of the conveners of PAUSE, and Rachel Frischella, who's with XR. Frances, can you tell why have you decided to help pull this event together?
Yes. Well, thanks for having me, first off. And we decided to get this thing together because it's so important that we make decisive climate action very soon in order to mitigate the impending climate crisis. And it's really been far too long that we've needed impactful and meaningful climate legislation. And Congress member Tonko is actually in a position of power to do so, being the chair of, I think it's the, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, I think it's something like the Climate and Environmental Subcommittee in the House. And he's in a very safely democratic district, and so he should be a progressive, we think. But his climate policy is just really weak and just plays a hand to keeping the fossil fuel industry going while kind of having this face that they're doing something about it. So it's ludicrous how he presents himself as a person who really cares about the climate and a climate champion, because it would be hard to be farther from the truth.
Right. I know a number of people complain about his so-called Clean Futures Act, which includes support for things like garbage incineration and carbon capture and continued use of fossil fuels, nuclear power. But, you know, Rachel, why is XR involved? And also understand, you know, part of the theme is the tides are rising.
Yes. So XR is a big civil disobedience chapter within the climate movement. That's kind of our main MO, is to create as much civil disobedience that we can. You know, lobbying is great and a very effective part of creating change, but mostly it's the people power. So that's why XR is getting involved, to really show Tonko the numbers of people who need him to be a better climate advocacy. Yeah. And our theme is the tides are rising, so are we. We know that ocean risings and water risings are going to happen. You know, all of the New York City will basically be underwater soon. So we're letting Tonko know that, like, time is of the essence and the water is going to come, and it's going to come for him. And he needs to help mitigate that by making sure that, you know, we can have 100% clean, renewable electricity by 2030 and zero emissions soon after, and trying to get that those greenhouse gas emissions to net zero as well.
I know one of the things the climate movement, you know, in general has been pushing the last couple of years is not only support to, you know, dedicate, you know, climate funding to help frontline communities, disadvantaged communities, environmental justice community, and a just transition. But they also, you know, highlight that, you know, the various issues are interconnected. And particularly right now, I think many people are very concerned about the issue of racial justice. You know, have the organizers talked about how to address that a bit?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's something that we need to be very aware of. And it's something that we're inviting a speaker to come from the recent Black Lives Matter and racial justice protests that have been happening in Albany to speak about what's going on there and how we can help, because it's a really important moment for that struggle. And honestly, I feel a little conflicted about having a rally of size at this moment because of that, and I don't want to overshadow it. But given how the climate emergency is progressing, I don't feel like we can waste time. So I think we're just going to give a platform to the organizers in that struggle to talk about what we can do to support them.
Now, of course, a lot of demonstrations have really been halted over the last year because of COVID. You know, any thoughts about how, as you know, more people get vaccinated and people get out a little bit more, you know, how can the climate movement, you know, sort of retake the streets?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's like a lot of different ways that we'll be able to do that. Hybrid actions have kind of been a big turning point for us. We did a lot of projections over the past year that have been great. Just making sure that everybody is masked and keeping kind of as socially distanced as we can. But, you know, the everything is connected within the climate crisis. You know, the pandemic has been linked to the climate crisis and everything. So it's very important to keep that in mind as well.
Now, you know, one of the issues some people have sort of, you know, criticized the more mainstream politicians, they seem to get the idea that we have to speed up the transition to renewable energy, but not have been quite as forceful in saying we need to halt all new, you know, fossil fuels now, and we have to, you know, stop promoting natural gas. What are some of the concerns about, you know, the fossil fuel future?
Well, I think if we look at the science, it just shows that going forward with new fossil fuel projects is absolutely the wrong direction for us to be going. And if we're going to be, you know, net zero by 2045 and have clean electricity and be well on our way to net zero throughout our society, carbon net zero, that is, by 2030, we're really going to need to shift the way that we power everything in our lives. And it's not really going to work to just keep on going with fossil fuels. We have to stop that because we haven't really even come to the peak in terms of carbon that's being let off, carbon emissions. And it's just, we need to very, very quickly cut down on our carbon emissions. And there's no way we can do that if we're continuing to expand our fossil fuel burning infrastructure.
Now, one of the big changes in the climate movement in the last few years has really been an emergence of voices of young people who have, you know, said, listen, this is the world that we're going to inherit. And we're very concerned there's not enough guarantee that we're going to have a decent, you know, future for ourselves and for our children. How are young people participating in the April 20th, 4 p.m. protest at Congressman Tackle's office in Albany with a minute to go?
We will have a bunch of young speakers, one of them being Almy Bardis. We also, they'll be taking part of flyering and bringing signs and just having their voices there because, like you said, Mark, they are the future and like, this is what we're trying to mitigate for them because they're going to, you know, Tonko might not be around in 2050, but these young people will face the consequences of his actions if he does not speed up to a more renewable energy and stop fossil fuels.
Right. And so we've been talking with Frances McGuy of PAWS and Rachel from Frescala of XR. This is the 51st anniversary of Earth Day, Thursday, April 22nd, at 4 p.m., Congressman Paul Tonko's office at Dove and Washington Avenue. People are certainly welcome to come and participate. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio.